Okay, can you hear me on the Zoom? You can. Can you raise?
We can hear you, but we can't see you.
Can't see me. That I don't know exactly what to do. Okay, let's begin. Now it's okay? You can see and hear?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Now mute yourselves. Okay. I just would like to begin with a correction of something I said in a Shir Klali before Sukkos. We were speaking about sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, for those who have such a custom in Chutz Laaretz and currently are here in Eretz Yisrael, and I quoted the Luach Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tikhashinsky, that this day, of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah by us is B'Chutz Laaretz Shmini Atzeres, V'Yoshvin B'Sukah, V'Horachim B'Eretz Yisrael, Av Shedai Tam Lachzor, and they're keeping Yom Tov Sheni, En Yoshvin B'Sukah Shehu Mili DeFarhesya. We pointed out that even though Daito Lachzor will determine one's minhagim, but Ein Meshan Mipnei HaMachlokes, if something is Farhesya, then it shouldn't be done, and sitting in the Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres would be a Farhesya going against Minhag HaMakom. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa of having that same opinion. And that's what I told you that you should do. I still hold that that's what you should do. I think that the Luach Eretz Yisrael is what we would use as our default for Minhag Yerushalayim. But I just want to mention that Rabbi David Tarat Shraga pointed out to me that in this encyclopedia, Yom Tov Sheni Kehochaso, he quotes Rav Elyashiv and Rav Vosner and Rav Pinchas Scheinberg as all holding, one should do in Eretz Yisrael what one used to do in Chutz Laaretz, namely that this is not an exception to the rule, but it is the rule. The reasons for the possible exception to the rule is, A, we saw Farhesia, Luach Eretz Yisrael, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Shlomo Zalman points out that this is not a minhag kavua in Chutz Laaretz. There are those that sit, those that sleep, those that don't make a bracha. There are all sorts of permutations, and therefore, it's not that which one would necessarily consider to be a minhag of makom shiyotzin misham. But again, these are judgment calls. How do you define farhesia? How do you define a minhag kavua? And so you should be aware that there's a machlokes haposkim on the issue. Okay, let's segue into inyana diyoma literally. We'll deal with the same talamata of the bracha. I was asked to explain the notice I had sent out to the kollel about how and when and where to say the same talamata for those who are returning, depending as to when they're returning. So I'd like to explain that in a broader context of the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz in terms of the starting dates, the option of fulfilling the same talamata in Shema Koleinu, if one missed it in Baruch Aleinu, and the status of people who are going from place to place, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, and from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, again, as to where within Shemon Esrei and when would they say the same Talamatar during these days between Zayin Mar Cheshvan and December 4th. Okay, so in terms of the Mar Makomos that I gave out, and they should be hopefully somewhere on your desks, we have a Mishnah. in Tainis on Daf Yud Amud Aleph that there's a machokas when one begins showing us the Geshamim. Rabbi Gamliel Omer B'Shiva Bo Chamisha Yom Achar Hachag Kedei Sheyagia Acharon Shevi Yisrael L'Nahar Pras. That even though the ideal time would be immediately after the Chag, not during the Chag, because Geshem during the Chag is a Siman Kala, immediately after Shmini Atzeres to begin Shalolin Es HaGeshamim, we postpone it for the Olei Regalim, not to inconvenience them, not to have them think twice about coming. And so we postpone it 15 days until today, until Zayin Mar Cheshvan. The Ran points out that even though currently we're living after the Korban, the concept of Alul HaRegel still exists. Hiyu Ma'asfin B'kol Svivos B'Regel Yerushalayim K'mo Sha'osim Gam Hayom, writes the Ran. U'mishum Olim Halalu Roi Shana Acher HaSheila Hi Hayita Ikar HaTakana. So we leave the Takana Bimakoma. In terms of Chutz Laaretz, so the Gemara points out, Tanya Chananya Omer, Begola Ad Shishim Bitkufa, that in Bavel they begin on December 4th, December 5th, Amrav Huna Barchi, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kechananya. Here we have a whole issue raised by the Rishonim that what does Bavel have to do with Bagola, with the rest of the exile of the Jewish people? The first one raises it, to best of my knowledge, is the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayos, in which he points out that he simply disagrees with this understanding. Shar Aratzos, if you're not dealing with Eretz Yisrael or Bavel, Hare Tiya HaSheila Bizman HaRoy Elu Yishamim Ba'oso Makam. In other words, that we're not dealing over here with a din, we're dealing over here with the mitzius of a tzorech, and the mitzius of the tzorech differs from place to place, and a person shouldn't lie in one's davening. Ef yishalu anshei osa amakam yishamim b'mar cheshvan ha'im ein zeh sheker, is that davar nachon ubarur. This is what the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos. Similarly, the Rush in his Perush on the Gemara, also, Tama Ani, Lama Anu Noagin Kibine Gola Baha, he points out that why in the world should Europe go after Bavel? It's a totally different climate. And he was very happy to see that in Provence, there was a community that already began Mashif, they already began Morid Hatal, sorry, the St. Talamata Levracha at Zayin Mar Cheshvan, the Yosher Ve'enai. However, there's a much longer explanation of the Rush in his Shelos and Tshuvot. In Klal Dalet, Siman Yud, it points out that this Tshuva was written by his Talmidim, quoting him. He sat on Chol HaMoed and he discussed it with them. He even sat down and wrote a Tshuva. And he was very, very upset about two minhagim that he found in Europe. One is that why don't they start on the right time? Why wait till December 4th? They should already start on Zayin Mar Cheshvan. That even though we're dealing over here with the Talmud Bavli, Hani Mili B'Davar Iser V'Heter V'Chiyuv Uptur Tumah V'Tara V'Davar Hatoli B'Tzorech Hashah V'Ein Bo Shinui La'Avor Al Divrei Torah Roy Leilech Achar Hashanim V'Amakomos V'Hazman. Yes?
What's the Rishon? Aren't people going from Grantsville back to the land also, which is
Judean? No. They're assuming we're dealing over here with the people who live in Europe. Someone lives in Europe, someone lives in America. So he's, according to the Rush, he should say, he should daven for rain when America needs rain or when Europe needs rain. It's just nothing to do. Not because of it. Nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Gemara sets up December 4th and December 5th based on Bavel. Bavel is a land which is... has a very unique climate. After the Mabul, it's very hot there, and there's a tremendous amount of natural resources in terms of water, and there's no need for any rain until well into the winter. So that's A, that the Rush was upset about, and secondly, Haminag Hasheni Shenoagim Luso Milusho. Why stop? We're dealing in Europe, winter wheat, right? This is from a Most of the wheat in Europe is going to be grown during the tween after, and as such, the rain at that time is very, very necessary. So why should they stop beginning of Ashkenaz? I had to deal with all the Gedolim and Ashkenaz. Lo hayo.
You're muted, Reb David.
Okay. We have a minhag, and even though the Rosh quoted to them, the Rambam and the Perush HaMishnayos verbatim, it didn't help, so neither his logic helped nor the Rambam's logic. Ubiraosi ki hitu slave hakoho bilti kabil mimeni divrei Elohim chayim. When I saw that the Gedolei Ashkenaz did, so the Rosh concludes, Gam ani chazarti bi milishol haskir bebet hakneset shani mitpalobo. He was the Rav of a shul. He was manig in his shul, his own minhag. And when he saw that he was alone, he stopped. Afa pisha yisi yachol lishol, afa pisha ni yachid, kevin shetzorach rabim, who he's allowed to go against the minhag hamakom meikar hadin, mikom hakom lo ratzisi lasos agudos agudos. I didn't want to rock the boat in terms of minhagi Ashkenaz. It was a minhag kavua. So even though he wrote earlier that in Provence he had seen such a community, the Rosh took a step back. Similarly, the Rambam took a step back in the Yad HaChazaka. He doesn't write what he writes in the Perush HaMishnayos. And so if the Rosh takes a step back and the Rambam takes a step back and the Rif says nothing, so the Machaber in Shulchan Aruch simply brings the din of the Mishnah and the Gemara. In Eretz Yisrael, Maskilim Lishon Milel Zayin B'Mar Keshvan, the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Ubechutz La'aretz, one begins Shishim Yom Achar Tkufas Tishrei. What is the understanding of what's going on? The fact that it was the minhag, that's clear. How does one understand it? So there's a beautiful line in the Aruch HaShulchan that the Rosh wrote, Lo Niskablu Devaro Hu Ki'ilu Yotza Baskol La'asos Kibinei Bavel. In other words, that it's something that cannot be understood without divine intervention. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chutz La'aretz to have the minhag of Bnei Bavel, and so the Aruch Shulchan concludes, Chayin Sosmur Abosein Obalya Shulchan Aruch, Chayin Halacha, V'chol HaMafakbek Bazeh Ro'oi La'onesh. As a He'ara footnote, I'll just point out that in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shefter, I think it's page Chof, he has a Dion on what the Rav spoke about Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim was the first brisker. Reb Chaim used to be machted, but to be machmer like all the shitas, even if they're not brought lahalacha. So one of the examples that the Rav gave was that Reb Chaim in Europe used to start saying the same talamatar on Shiva b'mar cheshvan and continue until Shavuos, like the Rosh, but he would say it in Shamei Tfila rather than in Baruch Aleinu, so as not to go against minhag hamakom. And that way, Baruch Aleinu would be like Minhag HaMakom, and Shamei HaTfila would be to be Machmir for the Rosh, B'Shalom HaYisrael. I found that very, very not, I just don't understand, that the Rosh himself took a step back. The Rosh himself said that I'm Chozer Vo. So why would one consider that to be a Shita, which is still on the table, is very unclear to me. And we'll speak also about the concept of Shamei HaTfila a little further. In any case, is there a way of understanding the Hashgacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this respect that the logic of the Rambam and the logic of the Rosh should be overridden without any real explanation as to why? Why would America go after Bavel? Why would Europe go after Bavel? Why would South America go after Bavel?
Could yes. be in terms of Hashgacha that Hashem wanted all of Chutzor to be considered Chutzor. So you don't have Berlin as our Jerusalem and that type of thing, that we're special, we're different, and we don't have to focus on that.
I certainly agree with you, but I would like to connect it to rain. Okay. So I think that I just want to give a direction that I think will help us. And that is that we're all aware that there are two girsaos within the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Does one say v'saveinu mituvecha, or does one say v'saveinu mituva? And it's not just a question of a letter or two, but I think that it changes the entire nature of the bracha. If one says, V'sabeinu mituvecha, namely relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the entire bracha is a bracha that relates to my needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Aleinu, and the same mat, the same bracha, the same talamat, the bracha al ha'adama, that all of this relates to my tzorech, my needs, al pnei ha'adama, where I am. The Saveinu mituvecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to fill in with his plenty. And this was really the girsa of the Rosh himself. Namely, the Rosh over here is l'shitato. In the Shuta Rosh, another 10 simanim later down the line, in Sheles Tshuvas, Klal David, Siman Chaf, the Rosh says, lo shamati v'lo reisi me'olam, that within the Matbea Shel Baruch, I never heard anything except for Saveinu mituvecha, v'koya l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole bracha is relating to me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Aleinu, me and my community, the same Sahel Tabamatar, the Sabeinu Mituvecha, Uvarech Shanaseinu, Vechule. And so the Rosh was saying, well, my community is in Europe. So Lechara, this Bakasha should be said in the times that we need rain in Europe. However, the Girsa of the Ari and the Girsa of the Gra is the Sabeinu Mituva. And then the bracha has a totally different meaning. In other words, v'sein tal v'bracha umata v'bracha al peneha adama v'sabeinu mituva, the adama and the tuva are Eretz Yisrael. Just like in that we say in bracha me'en shalosh, that's the raya of the Gra. Eretz chemda tova rechava v'nochal mipiryav nisba mituva. So just as we have nisba mituva in the bracha me'en shalosh, we have sabeinu mituva within the bracha over here. Namely, that the bracha, even if this bracha is being said in Chutz La'aretz, the bracha relates to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Adama that we're speaking about. Al pnei ha'adama, v'sabeinu mituva. In other words, the tuva of Eretz Yisrael. Clearly, we're davening for Parnasa on our land, be it in Ashkenaz or be it in America, but it stems from Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi points out in Parashas Ekev, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osad, Rashi quotes Chazal, Halokol Afkol Aratzos Hu Doresh, Shenemar Lahamtir Al Eretz Lo Ish, Ela Kiviyachol, Eino Doresh Ela Osav, Ayidei Osa Drisha Shedorsha, Doresh Eskol Haaratzos Ima. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the amount of rain to the world via Eretz Yisrael. He first decides how much rain should come in Eretz Yisrael, and then via that sets it to Chutz La'aretz. That's what we have also Rashi in Iyov. Iyov, we have a pasuk, Hanosein Matar al Pnei Aretz, v'sholeach Mayim al Pnei Chutzos. Rashi over there explains according to Chazal, Hanosein Matar al Pnei Aretz, Eretz Yisrael. That comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sholeach Mayim al Pnei Chutzot, Ayidei Shliach l'shar Aretzot. So just as Mark pointed out, that we have a world over here, within the world of Geshem, we have a world of Eretz Yisrael, and we have a world of Chutz La'aretz. So just as that is true in terms of the source of the Geshem, that what Rashi points out, both in Parashas Ekev and in Iyov, Yitachem, that is also a factor in terms of the timing. Namely, that Eretz Yisrael has its time. That's the original tzorech. That's the original bakasha that comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sabeinu Mituva, and then Chutz La'aretz is the derived bracha. And in that respect, Chutz La'aretz is a unit of Chutzot. It's a unit of Chutz La'aretz. Bavel would be simply the prime example of Chutz La'aretz. In other words, but I think this is what Mark meant as well, that we're dealing over here not only with the metzius of tzorech, we're dealing with a din. And what the Rosh had pointed out is that when we're dealing with a din, we follow the Talmud Bavli. Only when we're dealing with a metzius of tzorech should we go after our own svara. So I'm just giving you a direction also. In other words, I don't know which nusach you're davening. In Eretz Yisrael, people like to daven the nusach of the Gra, particularly since it's also the nusach of the Ari. And then we also have a Sofei Tevos, which is very nice. Al Pnei Ha'adama V'Sabeinu Mituva, the Sofei Tevos from Pnei, are a Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey. And it was to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally into the picture. That's what's brought in the Kisvei Ha'ari. But according to the Gra, he understands that this, the nature, just as as bracha me'ein shalosh relates basically to Eretz Yisrael, so also the bracha of a parnasa in general is relating, even if one's in Chutz Laretz, is relating very, very directly to Eretz Yisrael. And then that takes Chutz Laretz and puts it a step back. Namely, the moment that we have this distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, so one can view all of Chutz Laretz as a whole, even if the specific times may be changed. But what the bracha is pointing out is that the Talmud Matar is going in two stages. First to Eretz Yisrael, and then from there to Chutz Laretz. Okay, just as an idea.
Rav Miller, what is the Nusach in the ancient Sidurim of Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard? How does that fit in with the Sidurim that we have, not today, but the old ones?
It's an excellent question. I just know what's in the Rishonim and the Achronim. I don't know. I'm not a Baki in Sidurim, but I, in other words, the Nusach of Bituva is the Ari and the Gra, and the Nusach of Mituvecha is the Rosh and the Maharshal. That's what the Mishnah Brura quotes as the two sources, and the Rosh we have over here in the Tshuva of the Rosh. So it would fit in very nicely with the Svara of the Rosh, that the bracha relates purely to Chutz Laretz. It doesn't have anything to do with Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Chutz Laretz, the Adama you're speaking about is Borough Park, and the Sabeinu Mituvecha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Borough Park for Yudavim when Borough Park requires Geshen, if Borough Park ever requires Geshen. Okay. The second topic I'd like to deal with, or subtopic, is the issue of Shema Kolenu. We have a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Kaf Tes Amud Aleph. Gufa Amar of Tanchum Amar of Asi, Ta'av Lo Hiskir Gevuras Geshamen B'Tchias HaNesim, Machdirin Eitho, because we have nowhere to fill it in. However, if you miss She'elah B'Birkas HaShanim, Ein Machzirin Oso, Wad Nishiyachal La'omra B'Shamei HaTfilah. If you said accidentally the same bracha today in Baruch Aleinu, you have a moed debt, you have a second chance to say it in Shomei HaTfilah. This lechora is very, very, very problematic in terms of our understanding of the world of brachos. How does Tosus explain the distinction between Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem and the same Talmud Matar? So Tosus points out that the bracha of Shomei HaTfilah is Shoel Adam Tzrachav B'Shomei HaTfilah. It's a catch-all for all Tzrachim. Someone needs a Shidduch, mention it in Shomei HaTfilah. Someone has a Chole, he can mention it in Shomei HaTfilah. Someone needs a Parnasa, he can mention it in Shomei HaTfilah. He has a test coming up, he'll mention it in Shomei HaTfilah. However, therefore, it can include any Tzrachim, including the same Talmud Matar Levracha. Masha Ein came, Masha Veruach Morid HaGeshem, that's a Shevach, and the Shevach has no place in Shomei HaTfilah. Azkara V'Havdala, Shar Shvachim, Einam Ein Shomei HaTfilah. The problem with this is, as I mentioned, in terms of how we view the nature of brachos. Let's work off of a Tosfos in brachos on Daf Kavav Amud Beis. Tosfos quotes Amar Kosav Rav Yehuda. I assume Rav Yehuda Sir Leon that Tosfos quotes him Im Tov Lo Hiskir Rosh Chodesh B'Mincha. If you have a day of Rosh Chodesh, or one day of Rosh Chodesh, and Mincha Rosh Chodesh, you forget Ya'aleh V'Yavo. And now it's already night, and you remember that you didn't say Ya'aleh V'Yavo in Mincha and Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos points out, Lo Yispa'lo Od B'Layla. You can't make it up with Tashlumin at night. Why? D'lama Yispa'lo Od. You're not going to say Ya'aleh V'Yavo in any case at night. And in terms of Shmona Esrei, you already said Shmona Esrei. So Mahu'ilu Chachamim, what would you gain by saying two Shmona Esrei is at night? So you missed the Haskara, but Shmona Esrei, you basically said. Comes along Reb Chaim in the Reb Chaim Mi'a Shmua, very well-known Reb Chaim, and says, let's say a person on Friday afternoon, a mincha, forgot the same Tal Umatar. He forgot to say the same Tal Umatar. And he remembers on Leil Shabbos. So should he say two Ma'arivs? The answer is yes. He should daven the Ma'ariv of Leil Shabbos twice. Vayechulu, he'll say twice. He's not saying the same Talmud Matar, but the same Talmud Matar is in Matbeya, Shetavu Chachamim B'Bracha. It means he didn't say Shmona Esrei. Not saying the same Talmud Matar is the equivalent of not saying Shmon Esrei. So it's like a person who missed Mincha on Erev Shabbos, so he davens Ma'ariv twice on Leil Shabbos, even though it's not the tefillah that he missed, but it's a tefillah, and he's missing a tefillah. Namely, there's a tremendous difference between Yaleh v'Yavo, which is a Tosefet, which is an addition, an Askara, but Shmon Esrei was said. So if Shmon Esrei was said, and you're not going to get in another Yaleh v'Yavo, so why have a Tashlumin? But here, by the same Talamatul of Racha, it's a Madbeya Shatavu Chachamim. So now our question is, so how in the world can you make up a Madbeya Shatavu Chachamim in the Bracha of Barech Aleinu? How can you make that up by saying something in Shema Kolenu? You're missing the essence of the Shmona Esrei. What's going on over here? How is this possible? You put in additional tzrachim. Again, you'll fill in, as we mentioned, where it's something about a loan you want to take from the bank, or a test you plan to take, or an interview that you have, or a shidduch that you need. Those you could put in Shema Kolenu, but a matbeya bracha that belongs in Baruch Aleinu, you're going to say all of a sudden in Shema Kolenu. So the Rav, quoted by Rav Shurkin in Harei Kedem, relates to this question and answers in two stages. Stage number one is, who says that the same Tal Umatar is really a matbeya shel bracha? So you'll answer, Chaim said it. Okay, but maybe that itself is a machlokes rishonim. Where do we find such a machlokes rishonim in terms of the nature of the same Tal Umatar? The Choritz could be a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Namely, that we have a question. We know that if you miss Sein Talmud Matar in Baruch Aleinu, you could say it in Shamei Tfila. What if you missed it in Shamei Tfila? And now you're saying Sim Shalom, and you remember, I missed it in Shamei Tfila. You have to go back. Where do you go back to? Do you go back to Shamei Tfila, or do you go back to Baruch Aleinu? That's a Machokas Rishonim. If you look over in the pages that I gave you, so we have Tosus and Tainus on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Sorry, left out the Beis. Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Hecha Delo Amar B'Shamei Atfila Inizkar Kodem Shaka Raglav Choser L'Shamei Atfila. The Tosus holds, you just go back to Shamei Atfila. The Rambam says that if you forget in Birkas Hashanim and you forget in Shamei Atfila, Im Achar Shebirach Shamei Atfila, then Choser L'Birkas Hashanim. Right, that's the way we paskin. But in other words, what's the machlokas over here between the Rambam and Tosfos? How far back do you go? So the Rav understood that according to Tosfos, the same Talmud Matar is like the shidduch that you want. It's like the job interview that you have. It's a tzorech. It's not a matbeya shel bracha. And therefore, if you can go back to Shamei Tfila rather than going all the way back to Baruch Aleinu and saying all those other brachos, just go back to Shamei Tfila. That's where it belongs. It's fine over there. It's a lechatchila to put it in Shamei Tfila. Masha'ein ken, according to the Rambam, no. In other words, that Shamei Tfila is not the ikar makom of this matbeya shel bracha. Shamei Tfila is the unique tashlumin of a matbeya shel bracha. But the ikar matbeya shel bracha is in Baruch Aleinu. So if you miss the Iker place and you miss the Tashlumen, if already you're going to be saying extra brachos, go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu and say it where you should say it. Namely, the Rav over here pointed out, hey, there's a machlokas about the nature of Sein Talmud Matar. Is it a tzorech? Is it a bakash, what he called a bakasha ba'alma, a tzorech ba'alma? That would be Tosfos Shita. And therefore, it fits just as well into Shamei Tfila as in Baruch Aleinu. Just say it in the first place that comes to you. If it comes to you in Baruch Aleinu, say it in Baruch Aleinu. Comes to you in Shamei Tfila, say it in Shamei Tfila. You pass Shamei Tfila, just go back to Shamei Tfila. Mashen Ken, according to the Rambam, no, it's a Matbeya Shel Bracha, as we pointed out. And as we pointed out, if you forget Sein Talmud Matar on Erev Shabbos, you're going to say two Maaribs because you didn't have in Shmona Esrei. But we have this unique halacha of Shamei Tfila serving as a Tashlumen for Baruch Aleinu, a very, very fascinating concept that the Rav was Mechadesh. And the Rav said, I have a wonderful bedfellow. You know, I'm not saying this only on my own. The Chafetz Chaim agrees with me that the Baal HaMishnah Brura in his Bir Halacha, the Chora agrees with me. If you look in the Bir Halacha, on that Halacha, that if you miss saying the same Talumatar in Baruch Lein, you could say to Shamei HaTfilah, the Bir Halacha points out over there in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifei, the Chora Nira, the Hu Hadin Im Chiser Bishar Bracha, Dover Shumei Iker HaBracha. It gives an example. Let's say you're saying Tekabe Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, and you leave out the phrase, V'kabetz nidachenu me'arba kanfos ha'aretz. In other words, you leave out the ikar of the bracha, the kibbutz golios. The ikar of the bracha is not the shofar. The ikar of the bracha is the kibbutz golios, and you leave that out. So it comes on the Mishnah Berurah, says, if you can say Saint Talamatar in Shomei HaTfilah, why shouldn't you be able to say also the kibbutz golios in Shomei HaTfilah? Dira hu adinim fiser bishar bracha, Davar shumi ikar habrak on shachiser inyan kibbutz golios birkas kabbish shofar shenikreitz al shemizah. This is called the bracha of kibbutz golios. Gam ken yachol hashlim the birkas shamei atzvila. Lachora, that's, you know, if you take the Rav's approach, if you can fill in a matbeah shal bracha, why dafka same talam matar? Any matbeah shal bracha, any ikar that you have in any bracha, if you leave those words out, as long as you say them in shamei atzvila, it's okay that we have over here not just a catch-all for tzrachim, we even have a catch-all for matbeya shel bracha. L'chora, by, in other words, in my humble opinion is daiti, I don't understand the Rav and I don't understand the Bir Halacha. In other words, if it's a matbeya shel bracha, then what in the world is it doing in shomeya tefillah? In other words, how do we understand it? Bemet, how do we understand it? If we go in the direction of Tosfos, it's not a matbeah shel bracha, then this will have nothing to do with kibbutz golios. It's simply one of the tzrachim, and we're allowed to move it to where it goes. But then we have the question, what about Shmon Esrei and Erev Shabbos? Why is it any different than Yalla V'Yavo? Okay, but if it's really a matbeah shel bracha, so a matbeah shel bracha belongs in its bracha, not in Shomei HaTfilah. So this I want to relate to later on, just pointing out that the Rav gave a formal answer, but the question is, where do we have any such makor? Where do we find, aside from this Gemara in Brachos on Daf Kaf Tes that deals with Saint Talamatar, where do we find that we can expand this to all the Brachos of Shmona Esrei? Okay, so, before we move over to the next topic, I just wanted to maybe sharpen the issue that we're dealing with over here. In terms of the nature of a Saint Talumatar, we have a shita of the Rav Yoh, which is found in the Rush. What happens if someone forgot to say Mashiv Haruach HaMored HaGoshem, and he ends up Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim, whoops, and he remembers that he forgot to say it. So the Rav Yoh says, look in the Rav Yoh, Kotav Rabbeinu Avya, the Emsiyim Birkas Mechaye HaMeisim V'lo Hiskir, V'adayim lo hischil ata kadosh. You haven't started the next bracha. Ain't sarach lachzor. Ela yomar mashiv haruach u'morid hageshem u'maskla ata kadosh. We're aware of this from Yalla V'Yavo, right? You said, machazir shkina solet zion. Oi, I forgot to say Yalla V'Yavo. As long as you haven't started modim, so you can say Yalla V'Yavo there. That was Yalla V'Yavo, mashiv haruach u'morid hageshem. You could say immediately after the bracha. Samuch to the bracha. That's the din of the Rav Yoh. Samach to the bracha, samach v'nira, it's like you're still in the bracha. You haven't started something else. You're still in the bracha of Mechaye HaMeisim. You're still in the bracha of a machazir shechina sol tzio. However, would this apply to Baruch Aleinu? If you got the same Talumatar and you finish Mivarech Hashanim, whoops, I forgot to say the same Talumatar. So classically, we say no. You have to continue to Shema Koleinu and fill it in over there. The Rav Yoh himself says yes. The Rav Yoh says it would apply just as well to the world of the Saint Talumatar. He says, V'chein b'she'ela, nizkar kodam she'hizkil t'ka b'shofar, then omer v'sein Talumatar, and then omer t'ka b'shofar. In the Shulchan Aruch, this is only quoted by Mashiv HaRuach. It's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch by the same Talumatar. Within the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Dalid, the Machaber says, "Afilu im siyim habracha v'nitzkar konam shehitzchilat hakadosh, We don't find it in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin by Baruch Aleinu, because there's a tremendous reason to distinguish, as we pointed out earlier. Leaving out a haskara, so you have to fill it in. You can fill it in the bracha. You can fill it in right after the bracha. How? So that's Yalev V'Yavo, that's Mashiv Ruach HaMored HaGoshem, but the same Tahu Matar, that's the Matbeya Shel Bracha. That's Ki Ulo Amar Shmona Esrei. L'chora, once you finish, in other words, Mevarech HaShanim, period. You missed the Matbeya Shel Bracha. The Chiddush is, you could say it later on in Shema Kolenu, but that we have to try and understand. Why? But that's, in other words, that the exception is Shema Kolenu. The exception is not the same Talamata, L'chora, the same Talamata, just like if you finish the Bracha of Kibbutz Golios, and you had forgotten Kibbutz Golios, you can't say it right after the bracha, you know, you just can't fill it in there. You missed it. It only applies to things that are somewhat beyond the Shmona Esrei, Tosafot to the Shmona Esrei, not to the core of Shmona Esrei itself. Okay, so we're leaving this as a problem. How do we understand if we hold that Sein Talamatar is Matbeya Shel Bracha, and L'chora we do Paskin that way, how can we make it up in the world of Shema Kolenu? But let's move over to the third topic, which is that which we wanted to start with or to get to, and that is what the status of those of you who are returning to Chutz La'aretz. When do you begin saying the same Talumatar in Eretz Yisrael, and where in Shemona Esrei do you begin saying it? So this is not dealt with in the Rishonim, very interestingly, even though we know that they had people going back and forth. It is dealt with in the Achronim, and the Ber Heitev Al-Atar in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin quotes three shitos, of which the Mishnah Berurah gets it down to two shitos, but neither are machria what to do. And just to point out, this as L'cha'ora is not necessarily connected with the world of Yom Tov Sheni that we discussed somewhat at length. Yom Tov Sheni, we have a question: how does an individual define himself in terms of Minhagei Hamakom? Does he define himself in terms of Minhagei Hamakom Tiyatsa Misham? Does he define himself in terms of Minhagei Hamakom Shibag Lasham? And there we have rules in the Gemara of Dai Talachzor and Dai Talachzor. How does he define himself in terms of Minhag Hamakom? However, over here, L'chora, this is not a question of Minhag Hamakom. This is a question of a Bakasha. The bakashi is Baruch Aleinu. It's for a tzibur. And the question is, to which tzibur do I belong in terms of asking for rain? Every tzibur requires rain. Every tzibur requires parnasa. When I say Baruch Aleinu, to which tzibur am I relating to? To which tzibur am I a part of? And that's a three-way machlokes achronim. One day is the day of the Marikash, that just as in the world of Yom Tov Sheni, I say that my makom is considered to be where I have died to Lachzor. So the Marikash says, hu hadin, in terms of Baruch Aleinu. In other words, if I'm here for a year in Eretz Yisrael, but I plan to live in Chutz La'aretz, I'm just here for a year of learning. So my tzibur, my Baruch Aleinu, who am I thinking of? In my tzibur, I'm thinking of my society, my friends, my family. They're all in Chutz La'aretz. Could be that you'll have a wife and children, you'll have parents in Chutz La'aretz. You're here temporarily. A person takes a business trip. In other words, but when he's saying the same, the business trip could even last a year. He could be on Shlichut. But if he'll define what is my, where do I view my inner society? My inner society is where I plan to live my life. And if that's the Lachzor, so then, if the person is Daito Lachzor to New York, then he shouldn't be, no matter where he is in the world, he shouldn't begin the same Talamater until they begin in New York, until December 4th or
in the middle of the suspense.
No, because we mentioned going back to Chutz La'aretz, that Zoom fell. The Zoom of Eretz Yisrael fell.
Very sensitive, the Zoom. You tell him, Rav Pesach.
Right. Well, we're in the middle of suspense.
That's it.
Somebody said Miller's zone fell. We're waiting for him to come back.
Okay, he needs to do a magic trick.
No, the question is, does he know that it fell?
I think somebody told him. Let's see. Oops. Aaron, does Rav Miller know that the Zoom fell?
Yes, he knows. I called him. He says he knows.
Shukayach.
Do you hear?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Now we're back. We're back at the just before the suspense.
Where was the suspense?
At December 4th or December 5th?
we're not talking about December. That depends as to whether it's a leap year or not. But where did you hear me until?
That's
the Marikash.
Marikash, you heard?
Yes. Marikash, number one.
Okay, number one, you're the Marikash. The second sheet I mentioned is found in the Berheitim in the name of the Maharav Guta, and then Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Birkei Yosef. And he says that everything depends upon where you are currently. That a person's fate, even though his long-term fate may be totally in Dai Talachsor, but his current fate, whether he's going to have water to drink, he's going to have fruit to eat, vegetables to eat, is totally in the Geshem where he is. Everything depends as to where he is. He goes to a place for... he comes to Eretz Yisrael for a weekend. So that weekend, he'll say the same Talamatar because currently his current Tzibur is the Tzibur of Eretz Yisrael. Goes back to Chutz Laaretz, he'll stop saying until December 4th or December 5th. That's the sheet of the Birkei Yosef. I'll just point out, as a side point, that the Ruach Eretz Yisrael says that this was the minog of the Sfardim in Eretz Yisrael. They followed the Birkei Yosef. That Daito Lachzor is irrelevant. Everything is totally where you are. The third shita is that of the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash says, sort of a knech, he says it depends where you are for the current rainy season, namely where you plan to be for the winter of Tafshin Pei Beis. Where you plan to be for that winter, that determines with the tzibur that you should be davening for. And so if you're, let's say Rabbi Eisenstein just had a wedding, so his parents came in and his brother came in from Houston. But I assume they're leaving after the Sheva Brachos. So then they're not here for the rainy season. They should hold off saying until December 4th or December 5th. But if someone is here, let's say a Shana Bet student, and he's staying until Pesach, right, and that'll go in post-Pesach to YU, so then he should begin on Zayin Mar Cheshvan, where you are for the rainy season. And if you're going to be leaving in the middle of the rainy season, before they begin saying in Chutz Laaretz, then you should say, you should hold off saying to when you're in Chutz Laaretz. So the question is, how do we paskin between these three deos? There's big nafkaminas with a lot of people. So the what's brought as the Psak Halacha in the world is the Shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, look, the Pri Chadash is quoted by the Pri Megadim. The Pri Megadim knew all the other tshuvas. He knew all the other achronim, all the other shitas. He only quoted the Pri Chadash. Pri Megadim for us is a posek achron, and so we'll paskin. No, this is fine. No, this is. It's just my fault. Okay, sorry. So the Pri Megadim Paskin is like the Pri Chadash, which means that if someone is going to be here for the rainy season, namely, I hope all the Kola will be here for the rainy season, so then the Tzibur of Eretz Yisrael is their Tzibur, it's our rainy season, So you should have begun last night saying the same Talamatar in Baruch Aleinu, where it belongs, and just continue straight through. If, however, there's someone visiting you, a parent visiting you, and he plans to go back next week, so then the Iker Hadin, he should only begin on the 4th or 5th of December. This is quoted by Shlomo Zalman in the Minchas Shlomo, in the Yom Tov Sheni Kiel Chaso, in Ishe Yisro, and all the books that deal with davening, in the Piskei Tshuvas, etc. But Rav Shlomo Zalman adds one more factor. He says, however, I would tell that person who's going back next week that he should say the same Talmud Matar in Shema Koleinu. He should say it in Shema Tzvila, because you can say it there. And that way you have you cover all your bases. Namely, in Baruch Aleinu, you said the same Bracha, which is Me'ikar Hadin, what the Pri Chadash holds, because you're not planning on being here for the whole rainy season. But so of course, so if you are here and people here are saying, so say it in Shema Koleinu. So here we have the same problem, L'chora, with Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak as we had with the Rav. Namely, Marashach, what is this? If it's a Madbeya Shel Bracha, how can you play it in two directions? A Madbeya Shel Bracha is a text. The text, you know, where it should be A or B. How can you have a text which is A and B? And again, within Shema Koleinu, what we said, it's a Tashlumen for what should have been in Baruch Aleinu, that it should stand on its own as a form of its fila. Here you're back to what Reb Chaim used to say in Shema Koleinu in Europe. So he would say the same Talumata from Zayin Mar Cheshvan until Shavuos. But he said the same bracha earlier. How do we understand this concept of a same Talumata within Shomea Tfila? We have the problem with the Rav. In terms of someone who forgot, and we have the problem over here with Rav Shlomo Zalman in terms of someone who wants to keep one foot here and one foot there. And how do we understand it? So my humble Peter's Daiti opinion is that there is one more Gemara that I think will help us very, very much. And even though I'm going to return to a chiluk that I made by Pidyon Shvuyim, I hope that you will not define me as a one chiluk person. I have other chilukim as well, but I really do feel that this chiluk is shayach here as well. By Pidyon Shvuyim, we had a stira within the psak, and so we wanted to distinguish between yechidim and rabbim. But we do find that over here. If you look at the last makar, the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Bey, Sholchu Lei B'nei Ninveh L'Rebbe, Kagon Anan, the afilu betchufas tamuz beinon mitra, hechi ne'evad, ki yechidim daminan o karabim daminan. We need rain during what's considered in Eretz Yisrael the summer. What should we do? Are we like yechidim or like rabim? My nafgemina, ki yechidim daminan ubishamei atfila, o karabim daminan ubibirkas hashanim. Shalach lehu, well, I think the Gemara over here is saying, black on white, is that there are two matbeya shel bracha. We have a matbeya shel bracha of Baruch Aleinu, and we have a matbeya shel bracha of a Sein Talamatar in Shamei Atzvila. The matbeya shel bracha for the tzibur, for the rabbim, for the community, is in Baruch Aleinu. When you have a rabbim who are saying the Sein Talamatar, that belongs in Baruch Aleinu. When you have yechidim who are saying the same Talmud Matar, then their matbeya shel bracha is in Shamei Atzvila. That's where it belongs for those yechidim. When do we have yechidim who are saying the same Talmud Matar? It could be what we have over here in Ninveh. It could be people who forgot to say in Baruch Aleinu and will say it in Shamei Atzvila. It could be people who are in between the definitions of who they are. Are they connected to the tzibur here or connected to the tzibur in Chutz La'aretz? That such people, we have a psak, that they're connected to the tzibur here, but b'chol zot, they're still yechidim and can still say the same talamatra as yechidim for their community in Chutz La'aretz.
What about a shatz that forgets?
What about?
Shatz that forgets.
A shliach tzibur who forgets is an excellent question. And the Shliach Tzibur who forgets, I don't remember. Okay, I'll try and remember. I'll try to look it up. I just don't remember. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch paskins Yechidim Hatzrichim Lamater B'Yimos Hachama Ein Shalino So B'Birkas Hashanim Ela B'Shamei Tfila. Who are these Yechidim? Afilu Ir Gedola Keninve O Eretz Achas Kula Kamos Sfarad B'Chala O Ashkenaz B'Chala. Namely, that if Reb Chaim said the same Talmud Matar in Shamei Tfila from Zayin Mar Cheshvan until Shavuos, he didn't say it because he was machmir for the shita of the Rush. We don't pass like the Rush. The Rush himself was Chozer Bo. He said it because he viewed himself as a yachid shetzarech gishamim. He was makayim over here, the sif in the Shulchan Aruch, that as a yachid, there's room for v'sein talamatar in birkas hashanim. That in other words, and that would explain all of the anomalies that we had left open. Certainly, v'sein talamatar is madeya shel bracha. And if you missed it on Erev Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei, you daven Shmoneh Esrei twice on Leil Shabbos, because you didn't say Shmoneh Esrei. It's certainly a Matbeah Shel Bracha, and it can't be said. Even though the Rav Yoh says that it is, but the Rav Yoh may go like Tosfos, that he views the same Talmudor as a Tzorach Ba'alma, not as a Matbeah Shel Bracha. But according to our Pesach, it's a Matbeah Shel Bracha. However, if you miss it, then the Gemara, then Rav Asi points out, you can still say a Matbeah Shel Bracha of a Yachid, and your Yotze Shmoneh Esrei. And I would say, so in Shmei Tefila, you're saying the Matbeah Shel Bracha of the Saint Talamatar of a Yachid. That's where it belongs, in Shmei Tefila. You have that option of saying it. And then the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, as to if you miss Shmei Tefila, where do you go back to, could be how, you know, it's at this point, can you go back to the Matbeah Shel Bracha of a Yachid? Or once you miss that point as well, go back to the Matbeah Shel Bracha of the Tzibur. Okay, so then I think that this would explain the concept of Shamei Tefila, even given it's Matbeah Shel Bracha. What it would do is it would erase the Bir Halacha. Namely, what the Bir Halacha says, L'cha'ora Nira, the Hu Hadinim Chisar Bishar Bracha, Ma Pitach. In other words, we don't have a din of Kibbutz Goliath of a Yachid and Kibbutz Goliath of a Tzibur. The only place where we have a Matbeah, a dual track of a Matbeah Shel Bracha, is within the same Talmudah, because the same Talmudah is really can be said, I need a Parnasa on my own. I need a Parnasa as part of a Tzibur. There we can have a dual track. It wouldn't apply to the world of Kibbutz Goliath. So in other words, in this manner, we would explain the sources. We wouldn't explain the Hava, the Choronira of the Bir Halacha, which I found to be very, very eye-opening. But again, this is all Lefini's Daiti. Okay, it's a different, it's a lower level. In other words, all Shmoneh Esrei is said B'Lashon Rabbi. Refa'inu Hashem B'nei Refa. We all daven B'toch Shar Cholei Yisrael. All Shmoneh Esrei is B'Lashon Rabbi. But over here, because we have a tzorech of parnasa for people like a Ninveh, who are not part of the sink, of the synchronization of they need gishamim in a tkufa which is not ones gishamim. So there, Rav Yehuda Nasi Paskin for them, that they are considered yechidim, and they have a matbeah shel bracha, b'shamei atzfila. All that we're doing is simply transferring that to the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Kaftes, that if you miss the rabbim, you have the right to fill it in with that of the yachid. And you're still mekayim, the matbeah shel bracha. And Hu Hadim, Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that the person in Eretz Yisrael who is basically patur from the same Tavla Matar, because he's going back next week, but he can say it in Shamei Tefila, and in that way, you know, where it's linked into the quasi tzibur that he's in Eretz Yisrael, and Lo Hipsid Kuhim, because these are two separate Matbeah Shel Brachos on the level of the tzibur. His tzibur is in Chutz Laretz, so he said the same bracha on the level of where he is, so he's able to say it in Shamei Tefila. Any case, this is my theory. I'd like to leave it for you to destroy if you'd like to, or to do with whatever you want. Yeah?
Right.
It's an excellent question. What if someone is only saying he's saying it in Shema Koleinu as a chumrah, like in the case of the person going back next week? So if he's saying it, if he didn't, so if he forgets, then he has to go back. But if he's saying it, it's out of humor and he forgets, he just continues. That's going to be passing like the pre-chadash. She has to be posted like someone. I'm not aware that that's all this is drabbon. But we have things that are ma'ake. Right? There's something which is ma'ake. So then if you miss it, you go back. If you're saying it as a chumra, if Chaim left out the same talmud matar, in other words,
the Zoom fell, I guess.